Welcoming into the program this afternoon, Beatrice Hare, founder and owner of the Salisbury Tutoring Academy, and talking about that and her book as well, H3LT, the Hare Three-Legged Table Solution for Education. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. And Beatrice, a good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. I'm excited about speaking with you. I actually have friends in Omaha who speak highly of your radio station.
So. Well, good. Good to hear that. With that, let's talk, I guess, a little bit about you. First of all, kind of introduce us to yourself a little bit.
Okay, so my name is Beatrice Hare, and I'm the founder and owner of the Salisbury Tutoring Academy. I was a classroom teacher for 8 years and really had a strong desire to give one-on-one attention to students versus one teacher with 25 children. So I opened my own business, literally, you know, step off the cliff, the entrepreneurial thing, and bought land and built a building, and I've been serving children for, you know, 15 years now. So we're expanding and we're growing. I've published the book, the H3LT, which is basically a tool that we use at our school with every single family. It's a construct that we build in it's like a problem-solving format. It's used for all ages, all children. So it's a negotiation, kind of a contract. If a parent and a student have a goal, then they come to us, and the three of us work together, and each of us understands our roles to make it all happen.
Okay, let's just start right there with the book, that H3LT. Could you give us a kind of a brief description of what that means?
The Hare Three-Legged Table. So that's the three-way buy-in kind of agreement between everyone. So if there's a goal on the table, we all decide what each person has to do, and then we agree and sign and build around that. And so the types of gains that we get are not just regular ho-hum everyday things. They're absolutely transformational.
I'm sure that's available about anywhere then?
Yep, just about anywhere. Amazon, Borders, Books-A-Million, Borders is going out of business. But there's any kind of bookstore, any bookstore order at the counter.
Okay.
We also have a website, the STALTD.com, Salisbury Tutoring Academy Limited, STALTD.com. People can order it directly from us as well.
Yeah, let's talk a little more about the Salisbury Tutoring Academy. I know the first quote I see on the release I have is knowledge breeds confidence. I kind of talk about how that you mentioned the individualized attention and how that comes together, that tutoring, especially to reduce bullying and help these kids thrive.
Absolutely. It's not just about the numbers, but, of course, we're data-driven, so we do check grades and end-of-grade reports and SAT scores and those types of things. We absolutely are data-based. But the surprise has been, you know, what you find on the side. And on the side, we have found these very nice, strongly built self-confidence that happens. And the kids are the ones that are telling us that, you know, I used to come home and cry at night, and I used to be upset, or a mean girl would say something to me, and I would, you know, not be able to cope, and it was interfering with studying. And now they say the mean kids say the same things and do the same things, but it doesn't bother me because I'm focused on what I'm doing. I feel good about myself. So it's just something we've learned that happened as a byproduct of success.
Yeah, and with that, you mentioned with the three-legged table there with teachers and parents and the student themselves. And to any parents listening in or thinking, you know, something like this, this book, whatever it may be my child's struggling a little bit in the classroom. Maybe this can help my kids out. Where do you look? Where would you send them to start with some advice to them then?
Okay, the book everyone's been telling me, and all the newspaper and radio and TV that have read it, they're like, wow, this is such an easy book to read. It's only 69 pages, so it's an easy read, but yet it's very concrete. So you would start with the tool, and you would start with the goals. Can you even have an idea of a child and a goal that you'd want to see accomplished? It could be something at home, like going to bed on time every night. It could be something about the way they study or because they can't read. I mean, it's any kind of goal. We start with four-year-olds, and we go all the way up to a high school student who, you know, wants to be number one in the class, and they're just number two now, and they want to be number one. So whatever the goal is, the tool goes for all ages. And then you word the goal, and then there's a lot of reinforcement and support. Children need support. They need continuity. They need consistency. And they thrive in that kind of an environment. So the tool kind of takes the dynamic out of it just being a wills thing between the parent's will and the child's will. You see, the three-legged table puts the third outside person in the picture. So if a parent and a child have a goal, they can go to the classroom teacher with this book and say, can we implement this, please? You would be the third party, okay. The third accountability for us to make sure that Johnny, you know, is doing mm-hmm. this now, but in 8 weeks we'll be doing it differently. So it modifies the behavior and the attitudes and the atmosphere.
Yeah, Beatrice, we just have a couple minutes left here, but I know one thing here, you kind of, on the release, I have kind of some success stories, and I know you've had quite a few of those with these, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness, just unbelievable. We've worked with thousands of families, and we have success story after success story. And we try to feature them, and we've gotten an awful lot of media because of it, because it's just so life-changing and inspirational to people to hear. You know, and people relate. There's times that children struggle, and it's nice to see when they come out on the other side and all is well. So yes, I'm sure you're probably reading a story about William Scott. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was struggling. He kind of took a really bad hit there with the kids being mean and the teachers not really understanding how to teach him. The train was off the track. I mean, his academics were derailed, and yet he was very bright, very smart. But, you know, that confidence got killed there. Mm-hmm. And so, you rebuild confidence not with a pat on the back. That's false. You rebuild confidence with a simple, sheer skill set. When they read better and can do the math, you know, then they've got it. It's not a matter of, oh, you've done a good job. It's look at you. You've earned it. And mm-hmm. so he earned it. He was flunking math, and then he ended up having the highest grade in the class in the Algebra 2. So it worked out really nicely for him.
Yeah, and I'm sure, as you mentioned, that's one of just countless success stories that you've seen. And I'm sure lots of things we could go on about for a while. Beatrice Hare joining us. Salisbury Tutoring Academy and your book, the H3LT. There, mention that website one more time that you can direct our listeners to.
Okay, all right, listeners, especially Jackie. She's my friend who lives in Omaha. She used to live here, and they moved. All right, so anyways, it's www.staltd.com, and that's the initials for the Salisbury Tutoring Academy Limited. So, the website's got a lot of the success stories on there already, and like they said, this is a new release on the three-legged table, and I'd love to see it, frankly, in every school system. I know you have a very active system up there. I was just actually reading about all the new high schools you've got coming up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of interest in education in your area, I can see. And so hopefully, the three-legged table will catch on there as well.
Yeah, well, Beatrice, thanks for the time, and congratulations on the new book again.
Great. Thank you.